Kotateira Tazria, page 40, second column, A's base. The Altareba is explaining to understand what the concept of Mila is. The Altareba said we first need to understand that the Inyan of Aveda of the 6 weeks is to refine the world. That's the Aveda of the Jew. And then after that, then there's the Gili of Shabbos, Momaila Lamata, they can call it Man and Mad. And then after you refine the world, you make the world a Keli, so then there's able to be this revelation from above. That's the end of Shabbos. But Mila, Avol Mila, Himadrega, Gave, Made Nailam, Mepchina Satsilis. So he said, Shabbos basically is the Aved of Atsilis, that it's already refined, like the world of Atsilis is refined. But Mila is higher than Atsilis. Why? Shenitna b'shmini, because that's the level of eight. He says, "Ine kol azayim melach vayimlech vayamas ad melach hashmini hu adad sheir shatikin." As you said, ak shemi shamar esma shemimitzcha daak. Meaning like this: in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah says, "These are the kings that ruled in Eden, lefnei melach melach levnei Yisrael, before there was a Jewish king." The old way at the end of Vayishlach. So there it says, Vayimlech Vayamas, Vayimlech Vayamas. There are seven kings. Torah says, rule, died, rule, died, rule, died. And then finally comes to the eighth king, which is Adar. So Chassidus and Kabbalah explains, that's the Shviras HaKelim of the world of Tehu. Edein is the world of Tehu. Yaakov is the level of Tikkun. So therefore, that's the level eight. Shulamayim Mechidus Masha Batzilis, which it comes from the level of Kesef, which is higher than the level of Mav Atzilis, Shekvanim, Shekhun Islabish Be'elam Atikun, because Atzilis is already the world of Tikkun, it's one of the four worlds. Avol Sheder, Sheimal Lemaila Ba'ak, Hu Gaveya Meid Venisa, Mimal Lemimailis Madregas Atzilis. Okay, so that's even greater than Atzilis. Skip the parentheses. Nick and Ivan, the Chod Ivan, is called the will of all wills. Peter Schmarker called it a tzainis. Where's your master? Kadmus, the Chod Kadmunim. Before all befores, meaning Kibriya Se'elim Esumnesha Alibrit Tzainim. Because what do you mean the will of all wills? The creation is from the will of Hashem. Alibrit Tzainim, like the Medrash said, it entered Hashem's will to create the world. But to be the will of the will. The lav me called midas, which has nothing to do with the midas, meaning it's infinitely greater than the midas. That's the level of raiva the chol raivin, will of all wills. Adin kadmon l'chol ha-kadmonim. The ad ak, which is before all, in other words, the source of everything. The source of all sorts. By the way, you have this interestingly, even though the Alter Rebbe explained Shabbos is seven, which is the world of Atzilis, but as we know, Shabbos afternoon, which is the holiest part of Shabbos, is called in Chassidus in Kabbalah, Raiva Duchol Raivin, the will of all wills, because in Shabbos itself, there's a level of Shabbos which is higher than Shabbos, and that's the level of Shabbos afternoon, Mincha time. So he says, Sholifnei or Atzilis is higher than Atzilis. That even Atzilis, even the level of Chochmah, has no connection to this level whatsoever. This level is infinitely greater than the level of Atzilis. Like it says, Kulam Chochmah Sisah, Shachochmah Vasich, Chochmah Vasiyah, Shavim Sham. We can learn many times in Chassidus. It says in the pasuk we say every day in davening, Kulam Bechochmah Sisah. Simply it means, right after Baruch Hu, they say, Kulam b'chachma sisa, simply it means, you made everything with chachma. Hashem made everything with chachma. Citizen Kabbalah interpret, Kulam b'chachma sisa means, that level, there's a level of alokus, that chachma, the highest level, sisa, the lowest level, are all the same. That means it's so infinite, like Sefer calls, so infinite, that the highest and the lowest are both the same. Okay, skip the parentheses. It was like five lines. Lachain Shabbos me'agis b'chol mokim. Therefore, Shabbos exists everywhere. Fisha b'chinus madreigas atzilis yochel is pashit v'lislabish afil b'mokim shi'ash zelu umezet. And therefore, Shabbos exists even in a place of klipa. Why? Because Atzilus is already the refined world. Then, when it comes into Atzilus, then from Atzilus it goes to Bria, Bria to Yitzira, Yitzira Basia, Achenim Nimsa Sheesh Slabish, Atzilus Basia, Gamke. Now the Rebbe explains this in Tanya, that in the stausus of the world, the chain of the worlds, right? So you have four worlds. Picture it, each one has 10 links. And then link of world one, bottom link of world one, goes into the top link of world two. And then world three and world four. That means the bottom, in a link, in a golden chain, you can have 50 links. And the top and the bottom are connected. Because it's all interconnected, all connected. So therefore, Atzilus can go everywhere. Because Atzilus, by definition, goes into Bria, which goes into Yetzirah, which goes into Asiyah. And therefore you have in evil, corresponding with Kedusha, Afilu, Keneged Eilam Atzilus, Yesh Klipis. Even the opposite of Atzilus, again, if you have Kedusha, you have Klipa. So you have Atzilus, you have evil. Yesh Arich the Klipa d'Atzilus. Kamay Merazalik, it says, Avram sheyatzim menu Yishmol, v'Yitzchok sheyatzim menu Esav. The Chassidus explains, Avram Avinu is Chesed of Atzilus. He personified Chesed of Atzilus. The Chassidus brings down from Sefer Abohid, it says that when Avram Avinu was existing, the attribute of Chesed of Atzilus came to Hashem with a complaint that now that Avram Avinu exists in the world, I'm out of a job. Because he does everything. He personified Chesed. But because in Kedusha there has to be Klipa, there has to be contradictory levels. So Avram had a Yishmol. Yitzchak, which is Gvur of Kedusha, had an Esav. Bereisha the Esav Batvi the Yitzchak. Ke Esav is Zod the Klipa of Atzilus. Okay? He said because Esav is the Klipa of Atzilus. So therefore he says, like, again, everything is relative. Atzilus is Kedusha. Compared to Atzilus, Bria is evil. So even though Bria is evil compared to Atzilus, because already Yesh Miayin, nevertheless, Atzilus shines in Bria. Therefore, even in the place of Klipas, Yochalias is Pash, the sort of Kedusha Shabbos Li Yisrael. Therefore, even in the place of Klipa, you can have the Kedusha of Shabbos, Vena Klipas Meinam Ma'akvim, and the Klipa can't stop, Me'achad Shehu Derech Estabshus Kanal. Meaning as follows. Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, it's holy no matter where you are. You could be in the lowest of the lowest level in the world, spiritually, and yet the Kedusha of Shabbos is still there. Shabbos is by itself. Shabbos is holy. No matter where you are, if that's when the clock says sundown, then the Kedusha of Shabbos, no matter where it is revealed on Shabbos. Why? Because by definition, Shabbos is the level of Atzilus, but Atzilus goes into Bria, into Yetzirah, into Asiyah. So even in Asiyah and Klipa has the Kedusha of Shabbos.
It's like Sukkah. You go inside Shabbat, you go like you go inside Sukkah.
No, Shabbos you don't go into. Okay, so he says, V'zeu davkein a Shabbos, Shezeu is Serusa de Le'ela. And therefore, Shabbos, which is like he said before, the 6 days of the week is the Aved of the person. Shabbos is a revelation from above. Like he said before, to do all those refinings. But he says, so in other words, like this. In order for Shabbos to happen, you need the Aveda the 6 days a week. We should talk about Shabbos, Yechol B'Shabbos. Okay? There has to be 6 days, and then you can have Shabbos. Without 6 days, you can't have Shabbos. Huh?
Process.
It's a process. That means over there, the revelation from above is based on what you did during the week. Like, we're good. You work 6 days, you elevate the world. That's the type of revelation you have on Shabbos, based on what you did. Because in the level of Shabbos, your work plays a part, because it's all in the world. So therefore, what you do has an effect. But there's an awakening from above. That's so much greater. There's a level of Kedusha, awakening from above, that has absolutely nothing to do with your Aveda. We learned it many times, this very simple concept. Friendship is based on relationship. Friendship is based on behavior, I mean. Behavior. You behave, you're friends. You don't behave, you're not friends. Then there's a level of relationship that's called parent-child. The connection between a parent and a child has absolutely nothing to do with the behavior of the child. If you behave, you're not more child, and if you don't behave, you're not less child. That's an essential bond that Avoda has no connection to. Behavior has nothing to do with if you are a child or not. And the same thing in Elukos. Shabbos, which is number 7, that deals with world. So therefore, what you do in world 6 days impacts Shabbos based on what you did on 6 days of the week. That's what you're gonna, the gila you're gonna get on Shabbos. But there's a level of awakening from above. There's absolutely nothing to do with the avodah that you did. What?
When Mashiach comes, there will be no more process.
Correct. Process is done.
Process is done.
Mission accomplished.
So that's why the leaves of tree and the fruit of tree taste the same.
Everything, like it wasn't supposed to be a beginning of creation.
Okay. Therefore, all these things when the Mashiach comes is not going to work.
Correct. And therefore, we're going to miss.
We're not going to be higher than that.
We're going to long and miss the Golas days, because now we're accomplishing. Mashiach comes, it's all done. It's retirement. Predictable
and boring.
When Mashiach comes?
Yeah.
No, because when Mashiach comes, everybody will not be involved in fighting evil. Everybody will be involved in enhancing Kedusha.
No more business.
After Tchias and Beis. That means, like it says, why did Tzaddikim want Mashiach to come to be able to sit and learn Torah whole day uninterrupted? But everybody's going to be on that level at that time. Now we're fighting a battle to purify the world. Once it's purified, it's purified. So what are we going to be doing? In Kedusha itself, we're going to be going. And he says, "Shamu makom mila." That's the place of mila. Sha'ar lo chefef esimastedes al gilui zeh. And he says that the mila, the foreskin, covers this revelation of kedusha. Sheyev shaloy lizgalis b'makom shiyash arlo lo klipa chas v'sholim. That the cannot, it cannot be revealed in the place where there is, so to speak, a covering the kedusha. In other words, there's a level of kedusha that's so great, which is the level of Mila, which is the 8, which is Vayi Vayim Hashmini, which we read last week's parsha. The level of 8, like the Klei Yakov says, is the revelation of Mashiach, above world, Me'oid, above world. But there's an Orla that covers it. And that Aveda is different than the Aveda. He says, V'azeh atav b'risi tishma, atav zaracho acherecho l'dereisim. Like Hashem said to Adam, you have to keep this covenant. I mean, not to Adam. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, V'zaracho acherecho l'dereisim, zocho ashalima v'nichrisa. Okay? So therefore he says like this, if you don't do Mila, it's one of the two positive mitzvahs, there's only two positive mitzvahs you get punished for. With Kodesh. No bris, no carbon Pesach. Those are the only two bloody mitzvahs, so to speak, the blood of carbon Pesach, the blood of Mila, that there's a punishment with kodesh for a positive mitzvah. Normally, there is no positive mitzvah you get punished for. And the reason, by the way, let me explain this. The reason why you can't get punished for transgressing a positive mitzvah, meaning you don't put on tefillin, you don't get punished. Because punishment, we learned, is a cleansing. It's not a damnation, lahavdil, like in other places. According to Yiddishkeit, punishment, whether it's Gehenim, suffering, Malchus, whatever the situation is a cleansing process. Now, if you get dirty, you need to be cleaned. So if I transgress actively a negative commandment, I eat chazer, I do this, I say, you know, whatever. So then you became spiritually dirty, impure. So you got to be clean. So you have a punishment, which is a cleansing of the negative commandment. If somebody doesn't put on tefillin, they didn't get dirty. They just didn't get the kedusha they were supposed to get. So therefore, they can't be punishment for a positive mitzvah. Because if punishment is a cleansing, and that's what it is, so then you can't get punished for it because you didn't do anything. You didn't get dirty. How are you going to get cleansed? But these two mitzvahs, and here he's talking about bris milah, you get punishment for. Because the foreskin, the spiritual aspect of the bris milah, is the foreskin is blocking the kedusha of number 8. And that has to be removed. But it has nothing to do with the world. And therefore it's even greater than Shabbos. Shabbos is 7. Shabbos is the world of Tikkun. Bris milah pushes off Shabbos. He desecrates Shabbos for a bris milah. Why? Because milah is higher than Shabbos. Milah is 8. On the 8th day. 8 is a supernatural. So it's even greater than Shabbos. What?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So he says, "V'tzarch lo, v'tzarch lo, v'milam, v'tzarch le, v'milam, melashim krisa, k'may amilam, u'melashim melin melilis." So milah has a number different definitions. He said milah means to cut. Mal means gilui. Mal also means to reveal. Now, what does Mila accomplish? Mila is a lashon of, because even in Hebrew, Mila also means a word. Mila is a word, which means again revelation. So Mila is a level of revelation of Ak. Even though it can come into the world, because it's infinitely greater than the world. Okay? Now, he quotes in the parentheses, which we're going to skip, but he says, that's why it says in Sfarim, obviously it's a, Kabbalistically it's understood, but it says one of the reasons why Mila is on the 8th day, because you need at least one Shabbos before you could do a bris. Meaning, in order to come to the level of 8, you need first to have 7. After you have the Kedusha of Shabbos, then you can do the infinitely greater level of bris milah. That's what Chazal say. It has to be. Said, then you can have that level. Okay, skip the parentheses. Then he said, "Shein aleinit stava ela b'mila." So originally, okay. Now the Rebbe is explaining like this. There's two aspects of milah, okay, if you watch a bris milah. There's the milah, the cutting, and then you have priya. There's two skins over there. There's a thicker skin, and then there's a thinner skin. So the male does a bris, he pulls up the thick skin, cuts it off, and then underneath that is a thinner skin. So that he has to pull back. He has to rip with his nails. He rips it and pulls it back. Okay, that's the level of priya. So now that I'm just saying now, originally when the Eden were given the mitzvah of milah, it was only to take off the outer skin, the thick skin. You see, he says, agasev akasha. Then b'midbar, nitztavu gamkin ala priya. Meaning like this. Obviously, if you only take off the outer skin of the bris, right? But the thinner skin is still covering, so you're still lacking the ultimate gilui of the level of mila. So therefore, originally, Tavram Avinu and in Mitzrayim, they were only commanded to do stage one. Now you have to do, in the Midbar, they were already commanded to do stage two to get even a greater gili of eight. Masha'en ken gili b'chines atzilis. Sheshama sheba'elim atikim miach, sheidei slapshus, en akripes meinu ma'akif. In other words, like this. The greater, as we know, the greater the level, the greater the difficulties. Like the Gemara says, the greater the person, the greater the Yetzer Hara. Why? Because there has to be a balance. If you have a greater person, and he doesn't have such a big Yetzer Hara, so for him it's not an equal balance work. Then a regular Jew has a much more difficult level. Right? Because he has a Yetzer Hara. But the tzaddik, the greater he is, and from birth, has a greater Yetzer Hara. So it's understood that the higher the revelation of Hashem, like the level of bris milah, is a harder level of covering. Because it's a greater level of kedusha. And therefore, the more kedusha there is, the more evil wants to block it.
That's what the father stays up
all night. Well, the father staying up all night, really, is to guard the baby. No, because, which means the bris is so holy that all the evil forces try to stop it. So they so the father staying up wouldn't near the baby, that protects the baby. And that's why Shabbos you don't need it, because Shabbos itself protects.
It seems like Kedusha should push up. I know we eat and we, as we eat, the klipa gets stronger and Nefesh HaBehemah gets stronger. But as people do more Kedusha, the evil should
dissipate.
Thank you. Okay. So I know we eat and this and that. So, but
we are feeding.
Let
me ask you a very simple question. You climb a mountain. The higher you go, is easier to climb or harder to climb?
Harder.
You climb a mountain. The higher you go, is harder or easier?
It's harder.
It's much harder. Right? Why?
Because I'm tight.
Because you're getting closer to the top. Mm-hmm. When you're closer to the top, the avodah is harder. Tzaddikim have a harder Aveda than we have.
You also said that evil, there is the Gelusha, evil is
there to fight.
Out of it. It's
right.
The energy of the Gelusha.
Correct.
So they can't, that's what you said.
The yeah. The closer you get to Gelusha, the harder the Aveda is.
There is no Gelusha, there is no
that's Gelusha. Why, this is the way Chassidus explains the Gemara and the Halacha, that who's greater, one who's obligated to do a mitzvah and does it, or one who's not obligated to do a mitzvah and does it. So in the Gemara there's a whole discussion. Okay? Rav Sheshes, who is blind, and there's an argument in the Gemara, blind people obligated in mitzvah sinat. So Rav Sheshes initially, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef both were blind. So they said, whoever tells me that halacha is like the opinion that says you're not obligated in mitzvahs, I'll throw a party. Because look how great I am. I don't have to do it, and I do it anyway. Then he heard the halacha that an Amora said, Gadol ha-mitzuva v'esha, mimi she'ein ha-mitzuva v'esha. One who's commanded to do a mitzvah is greater than one who's not commanded to do the mitzvah. And so he said, but if you tell me the halacha is a blind person, is obligated in mitzvah, I'll throw a party. Now, why is that? Think about it. L'chein, a volunteer should be more praiseworthy than the guy who's getting paid for it. Right? What's the answer? The answer is very simple. And you see this very practically. Not used to be. Not anymore. when you're not obligated to do something, the Yetzer Hara doesn't come to stop you. It couldn't care less. You don't have to do it. Yeah, do it. No, do it. Who cares? Why should I waste my energy on stopping you from something you don't even have to do? Once you have to do it, then the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to do it. It's always like kids, they used to be like that. Not anymore. I don't know why. But kids used to want to fast. Kids used to want to be up at night. Sure, they don't. You'd rather eat and go to sleep. Why is it? Why are the kids so excited? And it's to become bar mitzvah changes. Why is it? Because they're not obligated. Not obligated. There's no Yetzer Hara getting in the way. You're obligated to do it. So the closer you are to Kedusha, when there's more revelation, so then the Yetzer Hara gets in the way more.
What is this telling me? Chas v'shalom. I shouldn't do Kedusha because the Yetzer Hara is going to come after me.
That's the Yetzer Hara talking.
Right.
That's exactly.
So Moshe had a very high Yetzer Hara, very tough Yetzer Hara.
From birth, yeah. Rebbe says in the Sikha, I think it's Aleph Gemara, I mean the earlier years, Rebbe said, Rebbe sometimes takes and adds one word to it and Mamish makes it. The Rebbe explains that the greater the person, the greater the Yetzer Hara, and he writes in parentheses two words, from birth. From birth. Because if a tzaddik doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, how can he have a greater Yetzer Hara? Rosh says the greater the person, the greater Yetzer Hara. Tzaddik killed his Yetzer Hara, how can he have a greater Yetzer Hara? So the Rebbe writes in those two words, that explains it very simply. From birth, you have a greater Yetzer Hara. But a tzaddik works, and even kills it then. But even after he kills it, he has a different aveda. Like we learned, good and bad is between good and better. A tzaddik does good instead of better, he does bad. On his level, that's bad. That's a bigger fight. There's a bigger fight between good and between good and better than good and bad. Because good and bad is clearly defined. You know exactly what is right and what is wrong. When it's good and better, you don't really know. You don't really know what to do. And the tzaddik has to decide between good and better what needs to be done. And if, God forbid, he makes the wrong decision, on his level, he sinned.
Hit the rock.
Huh?
Hit the rock.
Yeah.
And I'm touching
it. And talking to the rock. For me and you, we do a million times worse than that. Not only that, if you take the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the rock. He didn't go hit a rock. It was the wrong rock.
Oh, that was the wrong rock?
The Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the rock. Hashem said, speak, he spoke. What happened? Why did he hit the rock? He spoke to the rock and it did nothing happen because it was the wrong rock. Oh. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, 1 minute, it can't be that it's not working. So maybe Hashem told me to hit it. And therefore he hit it. The right rock came and he hit it. Whatever. So trust me, we do a million times worse than that. Yet he didn't go on Eretz Yisrael because of it. This, I mean, come on. For me and you, that should be, like we said, that should be probably be a mitzvah for us. I don't know. That's the difference. But and therefore, because Mila is a higher revelation of Elokus, the Arla, the thick skin, is a big covering. And that's why you only Yidden have that gili, so Yidden have to do a bris.
Have a good trip.
Have a good trip, Yossi.
You'll be there how long?